really seen them turn their attention back to the fundamentals. And if we look at the global balance sheet, the supply and demand situation hasn't really changed that much over the last week. So as much as the market was sort of spooked with a bit of a flashback to the March rally and the situation when conflict in Russia and the Ukraine first started to evolve, they've sort of mulled that over, and it's difficult for them to get a handle on what sanctions might actually mean and whether or not they're likely to impact on food exports. And as a result, we've seen the trade put that almost to the back of their mind for a while and go back to trading on the fundamental factors.
So wheat now is around about $80 or so down on where it was when that tension first kind of escalated. What are the factors that really drive that risk element, which we saw shoot the prices up back in March?
Yeah, I guess back in March, there were a couple of factors at play. We obviously had this geopolitical factor, but there was also a lot of uncertainty around the shape of the US winter wheat crop and how much wheat was actually going to come out of those drought-stricken areas in the southern plains. So as much as the rally was sort of seemed to be led by the Ukrainian-Russian conflict, it was exacerbated by this fundamental concern as to whether or not there'd actually be enough global wheat this season. And that sort of helped to fuel that rally in March.
And I guess some of the estimates are suggesting that Russia itself will produce probably about 50 million tonnes of wheat and I think export around 19, 20 million tonnes.
Yeah.
Is that still what the current predictions are for that region?
Yeah, the estimates were revised up by Sovcom, which is the sort of Russian official forecaster, late last week, early this week. And it certainly seems that as they sort of start to get stuck into harvest, the yields have been above expectations. And so that crop over there really seems to be getting bigger every time someone looks at it. So we're seeing a growing balance sheet and a growing capacity to export out of Russia. And we're also seeing really strong execution. Even since Thursday, we've seen quite a number of sales out of the Black Sea region for new crop wheat. And so that's really supportive of a feeling that there might not be too much disruption at this stage to the actual physical grain trade.
So what would it take to see the slowing down of that trading? Because like you say, there have been continually people buying this futures wheat from Russia.
An embargo more specifically relating to grains rather than a general sort of economic style sanction. And the other factor would be if there was to be a physical uprising in that area, there's potential greater risk of physically getting ships in and out of ports. And that might see the cost of transport or even just the risk of executing grain out of that region become more difficult. And I guess the other risk is, you know, that sort of counterparty risk if Russians to find itself having difficulty accessing finance or something to that effect, you might see people less willing to trade with them.
I guess in essence, it's at this stage, it's entirely hypothetical what will happen next. But one suggestion that I've heard was that if there was likelihood of you were seeing more of these sanctions, you could see the Russians try and dump a whole lot of more wheat on the market suddenly. Is there any? Do you think there is any likelihood that we could see these type of events?
I think we might have already seen a bit of that. We've seen really strong export pace out of that Black Sea region, and it's probably likely that some of that would have been driven by people with positions in Black Sea countries executing out of the Black Sea before they execute positions out of potentially more reliable countries like Australia or Canada, just to sort of get that position off their books. And I guess the higher the risk of disruption, the shorter the trading terms people would be looking for. So that's definitely got the potential to have an impact on the sort of grain flows. But, you know, the reality is there's still going to be a really large crop in that Black Sea region, and there's still going to be quite a lot of wheat possibly able to hit the market over the coming season.
Coming back home, how are you assessing things at the moment, I guess, with how global markets are travelling and how Australia's positioned?
Yeah, I guess, as you're saying, we've sort of seen $80-odd in Aussie terms come out of the December wheat market since May. And we've seen domestic prices really hold up well against those falls in the international market. You know, there's been uncertainty around domestic crop production. The crop conditions in northern Australia have been a cause of concern for the trade, and growers have been quite slow to sell Australia-wide. And so that's really seen the premium in the domestic market build relative to the international market and provided a buffer, I suppose, between domestic prices and international values.